Exercise 2. The distinction between voice and real voice helps us understand the tricky relationship between verbal fluency and verbal power. Sometimes they go together, but sometimes they are opposed. That is, on the one hand, sometimes fluency is a sign of power. A truly good speaker is never at a loss for words, because she has found the door to her best insights and her convictions. But sometimes, on the other hand, we distrust fluent people. They speak with lively fluency, but they are somehow too smooth. She spoke so expressively and well, but you know, I didn't really believe her. Such people are good at finding a gear and generating words that fit the situation and the audience. They are never at a loss for words. But somehow, all these words, however lively and fluent, don't give us any sense of making contact with the speaker, or any sense of knowing her real feelings, attitudes, or point of view.